B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Florida man is behind bars after stealing what he thought were hydrocodone pills, but which turned out to actually be over-the-counter laxatives. And not powerful prescription opioids. Cops allege that Peter Hans Emery took the pills from a lockbox at the victim's home Thursday morning. His relationship with the victim is unknown. Emery, cops say, was recorded by a video camera entering the victim's lockbox, selecting a pill bottle, pouring the pills into his hand, and then leaving. The pill container was labeled hydrocodone acetamphetamine. However, Emery subsequently discovered that he had not swiped painkillers. The pill bottle actually contained dosages of Equate Gentle Laxative.
Going to start tripping any second now.
Which promises predictable overnight relief from constipation.
Oh, dear God, what's happening?
When officers caught up with Emery, he reportedly admitted taking the pills because he thought that they were hydrocodone, but he threw them away when he learned that they were something else. Aren't you supposed to take laxatives when you take opioids?
Well, they can bind you up quite a bit if you're on them for
He could have held on
period.
Those. Yeah. Emery was booked on a felony charge since his rap sheet includes two prior theft convictions. Yes, he's a Florida man.
Florida man. He deserves his musical props.
Now we're going on to Pennsylvania man, a Northampton County man accused of handcuffing his wife to the inside of his car is out on bail. Police said John Van Horn is charged with false imprisonment and officers found his wife shackled to the inside of their vehicle. They responded to a 911 call at a business and the caller stated that a woman was handcuffed inside a vehicle and requesting help. They said when they arrived, they located the car in question with a middle-aged woman inside. The woman had a metal device locked on her ankle that was secured to the underside of the front passenger seat.
What the hell?
She told police her husband secured her to the vehicle to keep her there. Apparently, he thought that she was cheating on him and had been doing this for a while now.
So when they'd go around, he would keep her locked wherever he went?
When he would leave the car, he'd leave her in there. So police say shortly after discovering the woman in the car, officers located Van Horn driving by the area in a vehicle that he had borrowed.
Look, I don't know this couple, but I think he has trust issues.
Van Horn was found to be in possession of the keys to his wife's shackles as well as two realistic-looking BB guns. Police said that learned that the victim had shackled inside the vehicle while he went to work numerous times in the past 6 months. He was arrested and got out on $50,000 bail. So, wow, that's messed up.
It's insane.
The Iowa law license of a former prosecutor who stole a co-worker's underwear has been suspended. The Iowa Supreme Court ordered the license of Benjamin Stansberry suspended indefinitely for at least 1 year. Stansberry pleaded guilty to misdemeanor theft and trespassing charges in the case following his arrest a month earlier. He had paid more than $200 in fines and court costs and resigned from his job at the Marshall County Attorney's Office. Also resigned from his position as a member of the school district board. Stansberry's arrest came after a co-worker reported finding a pair of her own underwear in her driveway just after Stansberry had been alone in the woman's house. Yeah. Authorities determined that he entered her bedroom without permission to take her panties.
So he was over at the house for something. Perhaps he was borrowing a cup of sugar.
Yeah.
And he went in and clipped some panties.
Mm-hmm. And he admitted to it.
So. These are fine. Mm. Yeah, in the old bedroom with the panties.
This is pretty messed up. Prior to gunning down his parents and brother in their home, a man accused of killing them stole $200,000 from the victims to fund an online pornographic relationship with a woman in Bulgaria, a cam girl. So
is that what incited the murder so he could get the money?
It's complicated. This guy had all kinds of issues. But Grant Amato was arrested Monday morning and is accused of killing his parents, Chad and Margaret, and his brother, Cody. They were found dead after a coworker reported Cody hadn't shown up for work. In the 3 months beforehand, deputies said Grant Amato stole $200,000 from his parents and brother and wired those funds to a woman in Bulgaria with whom he had been communicating since June on Cam Girls, an adult website.
Yeah.
Investigators spoke with the suspect's living brother who said Grant was speaking with an online call girl and sending her large amounts of money. The brother said the girl knew where the family lived and that concerned the mom, Margaret. Grant told investigators his parents gave him an ultimatum. They learned about the theft. Complete a 60-day internet and sex addiction program or leave the family home. So he went to a facility in Fort Lauderdale. He checked out just a couple of weeks later. The suspect entered the treatment facility 2 days after Chad and Margaret Amato reported Grant missing and told sheriff's office deputies their son was suffering from depression.
You they never told, support my Bulgarian whores.
They told deputies Grant had access to firearms, and they were 100% convinced that he was going to try to harm himself. They thought that was going to come to him.
Didn't go that way, did it?
The missing persons report was closed after deputies spoke to Grant and said that their evaluation did not indicate that he needed a psychiatric evaluation. So they made a deal with him. He could come and stay at the home, and he needed to clean his act up or he was going to get kicked out. And then I believe they found out that they were going to kick him out, and he killed everybody. So just messed up.
Do you think the cam girl becomes a part of like the trial? Did they have to subpoena her?
If the cam girl really even, you know...
Yeah.
It existed?
Yeah. Yeah. Or who knows with these things? They're usually all scams. But they'll get a lot of these guys on the hook, and they'll milk them for a lot of money.
We're going to end with a lighter story.
Please.
A Slovakian man broke a Guinness World Record when he extinguished 62 matches on his tongue in 1 minute.
All right. Wow. Slovakia.
Pavel Durek earned the record for most matchsticks extinguished with the tongue in 1 minute when he put out 62 tiny flames with his tongue in the time allowed. He also had to light the matches with the one-minute time frame to qualify for the record. Actually, that's really... Imagine, 62 in 1 minute. That's moving, yeah.
Well, I mean, is he doing more than one at a time?
I don't know.
He's not a robot.
Guinness said Durek already has several records to his name. He's one of those guys. Including most socks put on 1 foot in 30 seconds.
How many?
I don't know.
There are guys out who...
I know. Listen, I think Casey could break some of these records, and I think he should try, to be honest. There are some silly ones on there, and I think he should try to break records.
So we were talking about this, like the month of stunts we did a while ago. You know, you got hit with how many...
Paintballs. 1,000?
Yep.
I mean... You were up in the realm. We should have kept better records of all that stuff because we're watching right now.
Yeah, we're watching the dude do it. He does put them out one at a time, Casey.
Yeah.
He lights them using both hands, so he strikes them at the same time, then puts them out one at a time, sure enough.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, maybe we'll look into a breakable record by Casey. That'd be kind of
right nice. On the show. Mm.
The socks thing would be hard because, you know, I got a bad back.
That's true. We can find something else.
I can't because of my back.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A video of a man's mistress showing up at his wedding day in a full bridal gown has gone viral on Twitter.
Well, that's going to cause a problem.
The incident appears to have taken place somewhere in South Africa where a man in a tux can be desperately seen trying to calm down a woman in a wedding dress while the woman who appears to be set to marry looks on bemused.
That's cool.
Chaotic scene is soundtracked by guests who are either screaming or shouting, with others taking pictures or recording on their phones.
How amusing. Your tramp showed up.
It's unclear where and when the video actually was filmed and what happened next, but the mistress appears to be trying to tell the bride that the man she's about to marry, what he is really like.
Uh-huh.
And at one point, a bridesmaid in a bright pink dress does try to separate the mistress from the groom, but is unsuccessful in her attempt. So I don't know. I don't know how it ended, but apparently it was an awkward moment at this particular wedding.
My guess is they all became fast friends.
Maybe that happened. Yeah. Let's hold out for the best.
Yeah, let's go to the Poconos.
In this video, all the guests are there and everything.
Yep. A Florida man yesterday smashed his wife in the face with a Taco Bell burrito, and it caused some of it to go into her nose, according to police who arrested the suspect on a domestic battery charge.
In some cultures, isn't that a sign of engagement?
It might be.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy's just misunderstood. Victor Fosser got into a confrontation Sunday with his wife inside their home. The 49-year-old victim was upset about a family matter and attempted to seek comfort from her husband.
Uh-huh.
Instead, Fosser went to Taco Bell, picked up lunch. Upon returning to the residence with his takeout order, cops say Fosser attempted to give his wife a burrito, holding it in front of her face, but he was making fun of her for being upset. The woman grabbed the burrito and threw it to the floor. He then picked up the burrito and smashed it in her face, causing some of it to go up her nose.
Is it wrong that all I'm thinking about is how I'd really like some Taco Bell right now?
By the way, he's 6 feet tall, 335 pounds. He's a big dude.
Or the fact that this is written into the police report.
Yeah. He is currently being held in the county jail on a misdemeanor battery count, by the way.
All right.
An enormous drawing of a penis has appeared on the playing field at a Scottish school. Big enough to be seen from space.
Wow.
Yeah. Mackey Academy's massive penis was spotted recently in a satellite image on Google Maps.
That's one freaking big penis.
The picture shows the faint but unmistakable outline of a 60-foot phallus on the playing field just is yards from the nearest building at the school.
Now, there are easily discernible testicles, Preston.
It appears that the image was created by wearing away the grass to reveal the earth beneath.
That's
great. It's not clear when the satellite image was captured. Former student who asked not to be named said that he was not surprised by the prank but admitted that it was quite impressive. He said they love causing a bit of mischief, anything to subvert the authority of the place. And I'm sure there's lots of penises drawn in lots of places around the school, he says. By the way, have you guys seen this phenomenon recently? And I forgot what they're nicknaming them. They might be like penis runners or something like that. And they are joggers who will use a GPS that shows the course that they run.
Yeah.
And there is a group of people who just go around and they run. They figure out in advance how they can draw a penis with that GPS, and they go and they do it. We've seen planes do it. Well, apparently joggers do it all the time.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah, and then they post it on the line. Yeah, cyclists could do it. Anybody who's out on the road doing that type of thing.
Take a crack at that one time.
We should. Deputy in Kentucky responding to reports of someone throwing rocks at semi-trucks driving on a road was injured in a rollover crash Sunday morning when a large rock smashed through his windshield.
It's deadly dangerous.
Yeah, the deputy was traveling in the morning when a rock was hurled from a car driving the opposite direction. The rock struck the deputy in the face. It actually went through the windshield, hit him in the face, caused him to lose control of his squad car. It struck several trees before turning over multiple times. A photo posted by the sheriff's department shows the deputy's wrecked SUV on its side with the extensive damage to the rear and front of the vehicle. The deputy, identified as Philip Dean, was injured in the crash but is expected to make a full recovery. He initially thought he got shot when he was hit in the face with the rock.
Yeah, sure.
And authorities actually recently just caught, in this story, it said that they were still looking for him, but apparently they caught the people who did it. I don't know too much about him, but they did get the people who did it. People have been known to drink cough syrup to get drunk, but did you know that vanilla extract contains a significant amount of alcohol as well?
Isn't that wild?
Police in Connecticut say they found 50-year-old Stephanie Warner Grise sitting in a car at an intersection with her eyes closed Wednesday evening.
Vanilla.
An officer said... All she could say was...
Vanilla.
Officers say they discovered several bottles of pure vanilla extract inside her vehicle... And her breath smelled of
vanilla.
She was arrested after failing sobriety tests.
I think I learned that fact on Family Ties.
Yes, you did. Yes. Tom Hanks.
Yes, was an alcoholic.
Yes,
and he would drink vanilla extract because it was the only thing that he could find in the house that had booze.
He was Mr. Keating's brother.
That's right.
And he was effing up. He was an alcoholic, and he couldn't find any booze. And he's like, "Well, let's see what we can find. Ooh, there's some vanilla here." Mm-hmm. And he starts. I didn't know it until that either, Nick.
There we go.
That's right.
Pop culture is educational.
Vanilla and Aquavelva, I know, are our two go-tos in the
Well, this says community. Vanilla extract is 70 proof. It's a bit less than vodka or rum.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, obviously it usually comes in those little small bottles.
You know, when you're a kid and you see that in the cabinet, you know, this is gonna taste great. It's like when you see baking chocolate.
Right.
And you think, oh, this is going to be really good. No,
it's
super concentrated.
It's a bit powerful.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.